The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
EB, I just read one of your tweets. It made me laugh. EB tweeted, I had a dog. His name was Barney. He wasn't Barney Bickle.
I mean, it wasn't.
No one called him Barney Bickle?
No. I mean, I could understand this guy's like, oh, if you go to the vet, they put the last name because there's a lot of Barneys. Okay. Well, that's not a real-world situation.
99.9% of dog owners, they just call the dog by one name.
Right.
I know, but you called him Ben Herbstreet earlier in the show.
Well, because I saw that on Twitter, so I just like Ben.
You've glommed on to it,
and it's also it's kind of weird when you just name a dog like just a normal standard kind of boring
like
name
Ben.
Like Ben, right. Or hey, this is Tom. My dog Tom.
Yeah, can you imagine? Does anybody have a dog Roger. Named Tom?
100%. There have to be.
Yeah. I mean, it's so dumb.
I mean, just
they have a dog named like Steve.
Sure.
Yeah, people do bits. Yeah, but they're doing a
Jack.
Bit.
There's dogs named Jack,
Eric.
Or
nobody has a dog named Eric.
I bet there are.
Yeah. People
not
like
a lot,
doing that bit.
But there are a few.
That's a dumb bit.
Like I could see naming my dog Ovi.
Or Billy. There's probably tons of dogs named Billy.
Or Jordan.
Billy.
Billy.
You know, like an athlete's name, maybe. Yeah.
No, I knew a dog named Kevin.
So dumb.
College. Yeah.
My next door neighbor, his name is Kevin. His dog's name? Kevin.
Oh my God.
That's a great bit. It's a fantastic bit.
Well, yeah. If both of them are Kevin, what's the wife say? Hey, Kevin, come here for a second.
I don't know.
And then they both come over?
I'm not sure how the dynamic plays out.
Or is there a nickname for the husband?
I don't know. All I know is Kevin, who emasculates me every day because he's the handiest guy on the planet, has a dog also named Kevin.
That's a weird
That's kind
bit.
Of stupid.
Yeah.
That's beyond weird.
That's just stupid. What it
Will
is.
Will you name your next dog Cakes?
Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, it would just be
I won't
dumb.
Give my dog a bad radio nickname.
It would be John.
I'll probably not do that. And I would not name my dog John.
Right.
Give it a boring, bland name like John.
All right, the dogs on my street are Luca.
Yes.
Ghost.
Okay.
Eddie.
Ghost.
Eddie. There you go.
All right, Eddie.
Ghost seems very season specific to
Mochi.
Me.
Mochi?
Yep.
Isn't that something you eat or something?
I don't know. It's mochi.
Little mochi frozen like
I think so,
concoctions
yeah.
are delicious.
Roxy.
Roxy.
All right. What am I missing?
That sounds like a character out of Grease.
I'm missing
How
two.
How do you know all these dogs?
Because they're all on my street.
Because he's a dog person.
Because he actually talks to people.
Oh, that are walking by. Yeah, see, yeah. I don't understand
Cakes
that.
Never does
actually,
that.
Actually, there's two dogs named Roxy.
Cakes, besides your neighbor, Kevin.
Kevin, yes.
Do you know any other neighbors?
I know the neighbors to our left. The husband's name is Charlie. Not sure the wife's name. They've lived there for several years.
Oscar? Is he still there?
Oscar, yeah.
His wife,
Oscar
his mom, or whatever.
Oscar, by the way, is back in the neighborhood because I think his place in D.C. is getting like redone. So he's like back in the O-Town
nice.
For a while, at least, living with his mom. Yes, I know Oscar. And I know his mom.
Cedric is also a dog on our street.
Cedric's a good name.
I only know two. There's Milo and Gus.
Okay. Good Gus dog. Solid dog name, names.
You'll find this shocking.
You don't know any?
I don't know any dog names.
Except for ours.
Or human names.
I don't even know your dog's Luca. But I would have to really think about it. Like, my brother has a dog or two. Yeah. I don't know the names of them. My sister has a dog. I don't know the name of them. One of them was Bacon, but I don't know if Bacon's alive or dead.
So you go over to their house. You're like, hey, what's up, dog?
I don't even acknowledge the dog.
If a dog comes up to you, do you pet it? Say, what's up?
Just so it gets away from me.
Pet his ears.
Do you remember Cakes's previous dogs?
No chance.
I just know he names them after like Winnie the Pooh characters.
You don't remember?
Nope. Simba. I don't.
Simba. That's a good one. Good. Bell. Solid.
Simba and Belle.
Yeah. He has both of them.
Yeah. Missed Kipper, but that's okay. It's all good. I mean, I don't expect you to know every dog's name that has gone through my house. Yeah. There's been a lot of them.
All right. Let's open up the entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the new general manager. She's in charge. Check them out at BMWFairfax.com. Mention me. They're going to treat you like a rock star either way. All right. I found this interesting. I guess I recognize this guy from The Office. Okay.
Okay, hold on.
John Krasinski.
Oh yeah, he's a big name.
Pretty famous actor, yeah.
Yeah.
Also Jack Ryan on
he doesn't
Amazon.
Know who Jack Ryan is.
Quiet Place.
I don't watch it.
Quiet Place.
Yeah.
He was just named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Bickle. Now I look at him
Bickle,
from like
did you ever see A Quiet Place?
No chance. Know. Impossible.
Who's in it?
John Krasinski, but he's
Emily Blunt.
He's the director.
What's it about?
Aliens.
Out.
Yeah, but it's kind of different. It's very creepy. It's very creepy.
I don't like to go get scared. So he was named Sexiest Man Alive. I look at that guy. He looked like he's got those big old drabby lips. I don't know. I don't think he looks that sexy to me. I don't understand. But then I do see a picture of him from, I guess, 2016 where he's like, he's got no shirt or something. Like, what's this movie called, Cakes?
Is it Secret Soldiers of Benghazi? That's a good movie.
No, this says from 13 hours.
13 hours, yeah.
What is that one about?
It's about the embassy got overrun.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, in Libya. That was Libya, correct?
I believe so.
90% sure of that. Really good movie.
Does he look like a sexy guy? He looks like kind of like a quirky looking guy to me.
Regular guy, but didn't Paul Rudd win it? Like, it maybe just like status, Paul Rudd, funny guy, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's a good husband.
I think we should all go around and name our sexiest guys in Hollywood.
In Hollywood?
Yeah, I mean, he was sexiest man alive.
I mean, I've got my guy. His name rhymes with Schmad Schmidt.
Yeah, but he always wins. He's old.
Dreamy.
Now. You got to do a new dream.
A new dreamboat.
I got to get a list here so I can look.
I like the guy. I can't remember his name, but Drab, help me out. He's in the Corona commercials. He's got a Hispanic name.
Oh, the dude from Mandalorian.
Pascal.
Pedro Pascal, is that his name?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
From Last of Us. Maybe Evie saw him in that vehicle.
Last of Us.
Oh, speaking of actors in commercials.
Yes.
I believe the guy from, was at PGC yesterday, the actor from the Old Spice commercials.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Like the Super Bowl ones?
Like he's on a horse. He's half man, half horse.
What's that dude doing now?
I think he's in a popular TV show. I think called Cross or something.
He had to have made bank from those Old Spice commercials. Those things were huge.
Oh, and Cross is, it's Alex Cross.
Ah. Like, okay.
What are the names of the movies?
Oh, Kiss the Girls, maybe. That one?
Along Came Spider.
Yeah. Kiss the Girls.
That's
a top three Morgan Freeman movie.
You're talking
and
about
it
Dion,
ain't number three either.
Dion Cole was in the studio?
No. Isaiah Mustafa.
Guy before him.
Oh, Did he like have a cup of coffee in a league or something? Or no? Why do I feel like he
Terry Crews.
No, I know who Terry Crews is. Terry Crews played here.
Are you talking about Dion Cole or Isaiah Mustafa?
He's just a good looking guy.
Football, hold on.
He's checking his wiki, checking the ball.
Arizona State, undrafted, but Oilers.
Played receiver.
Tennessee Oilers.
Everyone's.
No, but it's well, okay. Oakland Raiders are in there.
Okay.
No, but yeah, you definitely.
Practice
yeah.
squad member.
Yeah, people mock me.
I didn't mock you.
There was no mock.
Travis mocked me.
The mocking?
Travis mocked me.
I don't understand how you know that, but you don't know who John Krasinski is.
I just didn't know his name.
He doesn't watch
I don't
the
think
office.
He's handsome.
He's.
I know stuff. I know stuff.
Now, he didn't really play. I mean,
he
I don't, know
don't practice
play.
Well.
I said a cup of coffee. Actually, it was like the perfect description.
No, you were right. You were right. Surprised Drabby didn't know. He went to ASU.
All right, I'm going to say this. Would David Beckham count? Because he's not really a Hollywood guy, though. For People Magazine.
He would count for Drab T-shirt.
Yeah, I would say David Beckham. I think he's better looking than this John Krasinski dude.
Drabby, do you get upset in these? I believe it's the Stella Artois commercial where David Beckham is sitting at the bar enjoying his Stella in a glass.
And the girl comes up and doesn't want
comes
to talk
up
to him.
And she just brushes him aside to get her two glasses of Stella.
Yeah, of
and
course.
Just she disregards the fact that it's sexy David Beckham sitting at the bar alone.
Uh-huh.
Does that get you upset when that happens?
I don't like that. Yeah.
He doesn't like the commercial.
It's David Beckham disrespect. It's what it is.
So he purposely doesn't drink Stella because of it.
Maybe. He's banned it in his house.
I think I've told you, my son's staying with us this week. We're going up to Cornell together, whatever. He's working remotely. When I got home from golf yesterday, The Office is on. He's still watching Office reruns.
Well, that's what people who are into The Office watch it all the time.
All the time.
They keep watching.
He always has it on. So if he's at the house or he's at his house.
He loves Dunder Mifflin.
So he had the one on. I've never seen it before. Where
does he LOL? Can you hear him laughing out loud?
No, but he sits there and just watches it or he's on his phone. But it's always on in the background. It's always on.
Do you know the setting for The Office? What city it takes place in?
I think they're at a paper company somewhere.
They are in a paper company. Where is it based?
I don't know that. Wisconsin. I really
Scranton, PA.
Yeah, I don't know that.
I mean, everybody knows that.
But it's the one where Steve Carell, I've never seen it before, but obviously it's run a million times, where he has like a paper mache head of himself.
Yeah, I've seen.
What's that episode about?
I don't know.
He has a paper mache head of himself right next to him.
Yeah, it's a funny bit. I don't know exactly get the bit, and I don't know the episode by heart.
I don't
I know
get,
what you're referencing.
I don't get any of those shows. I sit there and I watch it. I don't understand the appeal.
Well, The Office, it's pretty funny.
You don't know anything
funny.
About Dwight Schrute. You know nothing about Dwight Schrute.
I think I know who that is.
Do you know what kind of farm he lives on? No chance. What overrated vegetable he produces at his farm?
No.
Beets.
Hey, what's the commercial farm that has all of the Office actors on it now? Doesn't have Carell, but it's got Rainn Wilson.
I've seen it. I can't think of the product.
It's got.
But they're getting paid. Good for them.
Don't you remember when we did the all the interviews
at NBC? Mm-hmm.
Your boy, Jenna Fisher, was eyeing your boy.
No, I thought it was the other.
It was Melora Hardin.
Melora Hardin.
No. It was Jenna Fisher.
Oh, okay.
She was sitting down on a wall.
Well, that might have been in a different instance.
He got more size.
No, I got size for her.
Okay. He's saying that.
Jenna
he
Fisher was eyeing me.
She was eyeballing you. Think she was getting size for you?
She was. She was looking at me multiple times. I told you about that.
No, I thought. But
we
you
were standing on
you were openly flirting with Melora Hardin.
Okay,
there.
But she didn't care about me.
Yeah.
Who was the actor? One of them.
One of them got bitter. He did not like.
Who was that old
Creed,
dude?
Creed Bratton.
Creed did not like me. But I caught Jenna Fisher eyeballing me.
That big tall lurch.
Multiple times. I should have gone over and hollered at her.
Should have. Should have spit some game at her.
My wife wouldn't have cared. Honey, it was Jenna Fisher.
All right.
Gotta take advantage of that.
Cakes, didn't we at the George Mason, whatever they call their arena? What do they call their arena?
I believe it's
Eagle Bank
Arena, yes.
I don't know if it was called that 20 years ago, but maybe
it was
so.
Not.
Well, I think we did a Nutcracker there, possibly.
Yes.
Did we?
Yes, 100%.
Did we interview My Chemical Romance?
We interviewed My Chemical Romance before anybody knew who they were.
Yes.
Like, they were like 7th on the bill.
Right.
They were all super young. They were like 17, 18 years
They're
old.
They were all gothy. I remember.
They were the gothiest guys you've ever met.
Right. They just announced their 2025 stadium tour.
It kind of threw me because they're good, but are they draw 70,000 people in a stadium good? Apparently they are. I guess they can play
How
bigger.
Old are they
They're
now?
Playing Dodger Stadium. That's a pretty big room last time I checked.
Yeah,
what are their biggest hits?
Welcome famous to the Black Parade.
Famous last words.
Part of the hook is they're playing Welcome to the Black Parade start to finish. They're going to do the album in its entirety.
Right.
It's a good bit for people who are looking for some nostalgia.
It starts, it kicks off in Seattle, July 11th, 2025. They're going to have openers ranging from Death Cab for Cutie.
Silly.
Alice Cooper is going to open for him.
Really? Look at
Garbage that. Garbage is going to open for him.
Mm, oh. Pretty big.
Her voice was all banged up. She got it fixed.
I guess she's back in 2025.
Yeah.
Couldn't make the HF
Festival. I remember interviewing those dudes, and they were nice guys, but they were. I felt like they were weird.
Well, they're definitely weird. And yeah. they were wearing jackets like I wore to like fifth grade, like the jacket that had the fake, really fake fur that you bought from Sears back in the day. Like a $20 winter jacket.
Oh, they were?
Didn't keep you warm at all during the winter.
Right.
And I was like, these guys aren't going to go anywhere with these guys. And now they're massive. They're doing towards stadiums.
Have they had a steady career throughout?
I think they've been on hiatus for a long time. Yeah. Now they're just like, I'm sure the promoter's like, hey, do you guys want to make millions upon millions of dollars for about 15 dates? I don't know how many dates
they're doing
on the
10.
Tour. 10 dates.
Those guys are almost 50 years
old. Do you want to make millions? And they're like, okay, we'll make millions in our, you know, when we're 50.
Right.
Crazy. Sure.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why not?
The My Chemical Romance, a 10-city stadium tour.
Yeah.
Mike Loxley, Terps head football coach, joins us next. But EV's going to fill us in on Crop Metcalf.
That's right. Warm days and chilly nights and mornings. You know what that means? Time to schedule a $99 heating and cooling check with the 5-star experts at Crop Metcalf. For just $99 at Expert, Crop Metcalf 5-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling system for one low price. Take it from me. Call today for peace of mind no matter what tomorrow's weather brings. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.